Let's check in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for a City Hall update on a Tuesday. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. It's a
nice sunny day yesterday, yeah. And we're back to where we were.
Although it is, 50 degrees, so there's that.
Yeah, we'll take that, yeah.
Absolutely. Warmer times ahead, we hope, for sure.
I'm sure.
I know the weather is a big factor in all of the outdoor celebrations planned for Quincy 400. So.
Yes, let's get the rain in now.
I know that the parade this year is going to be bigger and better than ever. Any updates on the Flag Day festivities to tell us about?
Well, we've got three or four drum and bugle corps, several big bands, Navy band, Army band, Marine band from Quantico, couple of big high school bands like that are equivalent to the Quincy High School, Quincy and North Quincy band, like Everett. So I think we're up about 12 bands and we're at about 12 floats. So good stuff, really good stuff, really high quality stuff.
Yeah, I understand there's going to be some professionally built floats in addition to the community floats. Bigger and.
Yes, more, yes, we've upped the game.
Yeah, bigger and better fireworks.
Absolutely.
And the parade is
going to be a night to remember.
An hour longer than usual, right?
Well, we're starting a little earlier because the route's a little longer, the parade's a little bigger, so we felt we'd give us a little more time.
Okay.
To get everybody up to Patchen Field.
How is the route different this year?
We're starting at Hancock and Hannon Parkway, which is where we start the Christmas parade.
Yep.
And then the kids will jump in at Coddington. They can watch the parade up till then, and then they'll jump in, and then we'll march the regular route from there up to Patchen Field.
I see. Okay. Lots to look forward to, for sure. And right on Flag Day this year, June 14th.
Yes, isn't that something?
Worked out well, for sure.
Indeed. My dad would be happy about that. He used to hold it on the day.
Just going
to
ask you about that, actually, yeah. But the big question is, will there still be hoodsies?
Of course.
Oh, thank goodness.
Absolutely. All kinds of refreshments up there, including ice creams. Absolutely.
That's great.
The official hoodie, but it'll still be ice cream for the kids.
Frozen treats, yes.
There you go.
For folks who are unable to attend for whatever reason, we will be bringing it to you live right here on QATV.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to that. We also brought you a city council meeting live last night here on QATV with your update on the MBTA, Mayor.
Yes, I thought the council and the public, you know, when we speak to the council, we're speaking to the public as they tune in on QATV and perhaps read about the meeting in the local paper. But, I thought it was time to give an update on the general operations, the finances, talk a little bit about those things that affect Quincy, the purchase of 200 Newport Ave extension that the team made, the update on the new electrification bus facility on the old Lowe's on Brigham Parkway, which is going to house up to 120 buses. No more diesel buses in Quincy. They'll be beautiful, not emitting any pollutants. And then, of course, we talked about the old barn coming to the city's ownership. The state would remove the old structure and then the city and the state together would then look to figure out how we clean up the site, perhaps some brownfields money and other things. But talked a little bit about the improvements to the red line itself with the elimination of the slow zones and the upgrades on the tracks and the signals and update on the red line cars, which are coming in a lot slower than we first anticipated a few years ago. But nonetheless, they're coming, and we're seeing some of those out there on the tracks. So a lot happening, I gave a lot of credit, and continue to give a lot of credit to Governor Healey and the state legislature for going to be fully funding. We're in a major operational deficit come July 1st, and they've recognized the importance of the T to the region, and Governor Healey has stepped up, as has Speaker Mariano and our delegation, Senator Keenan, and our representatives, to really fully fund it. It's an economic engine, truly, for the region. The other big key point, and I've heard Speaker Mariano say publicly that everybody is impressed with Philip Eng, the general manager. He's done an outstanding job leading the T. It's been a troubled agency for a long time, a big agency, and You know, Governor Healey brought him in from New York, and, you know, he's done a remarkable job hitting the issues head on and dealing with them and fixing them and moving on. And I got to say that, you know, former Governor Charlie Baker, they kind of laid the groundwork for where we are today with the Fiscal Control Board and some of the initial improvements they made to the foundation of things. But things are really going well, and I think largely that's due in part to Philip Ng.
So is that's definite now that the T will transfer the old bus garage over to the city?
That is definite. We've just got to work out the deets on it, but that is definite, yes.
Okay, because I know that was a question at first as to whether or not it would be, so not sold, just given, basically, right?
If you turned over to the T, yes. And, you know, the argument I've made is, you know, they've taken some property in Quincy, taken off the tax roll, so they owe it, in my view, to the city of Quincy. And of course, I know I've talked publicly a little bit about what we would do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, put in a nice setup there that would augment the use of the stadium, perhaps an indoor turf field, and then above on Hancock Street level, do some other recreational / educational uses. So, and we are seeking outside funding to help us do that. So this could be a really huge improvement to that corridor.
Yep. And you also mentioned briefly the Quincy Center station, kind of still in the design phase, it sounds like.
It is, and we're trying to push the T. they're moving that more quickly, yes, it's in the design phase. There are some agreements early on, and for example, I talked about last night that the buses would operate off of the Bergen Parkway side, that the congestion they create on the Hancock Street side is difficult. Bergen has a lot more room. Bring it in off of Bergen, bring them in under the weather. It'll be a really beautiful setup for the public to use, and that'll also be where the taxis would pick up and drop and so forth. So all that's going to be part of the new design.
Yeah, you mentioned a transit-oriented development, so is residential and commercial part of that as well?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
Could be some commercial, could be some residential, could be a hotel.
Hmm.
We got to get this station design finalized and get it out and get it built and fixed before we can move ahead on the other piece. So that's the priority right now.
Sure. Back to the new bus garage for a minute. Will the T also be rebuilding Bergen Parkway? Because it's an absolute wreck right there, right now.
Well, that's the problem with the facility. The power needs for that site are incredible.
Hmm.
In fact, the MBTA is the biggest power user in Massachusetts. I don't know if people realize that.
Did not know that.
So this obviously charging 120 40-foot buses is pretty significant. So they've had to bring the power in, and it's been a journey for that. So, yes, the Bergen Parkway will be completely repaired and fixed and taken care of once the power needs are dealt with.
Right, that's good. Speaking of power needs, National Grid has wrapped up the North Quincy Cable Project. It's rebuilding time there now, right?
Yes, it is. I know they've already begun on Newport Avenue. They're still doing a little bit of underground on Furnace Brook and Hancock and Southern Artery. So they will be, we're doing Hancock Street, but they're responsible to rebuild Newport, Furnace Brook, the section between Newport and Marymount Parkway, and then, of course, Southern Artery all the way to Field Street. There's still been crews out there because there was two things that happened there with National Grid. And one was the electric cable, 113,000-volt cable, but second, they decided kind of last minute to also do the gas on that stretch. So the gas has been out there more frequently, more lately. So as soon as we get all those crews off the road, then we'll be rebuilding those as well. And that'll be, I know, a very welcome news for people that travel those roads each and every day.
Yeah, so it's obviously a major artery into and out of the city every day. So
absolutely.
Affects a lot of people, yeah. Is the public safety complex still on schedule for completion later this year, Mayor?
It is, absolutely.
Okay.
Still on schedule to be completed by late October. And that's the new building. Then, of course, you're going to move into the new building, mm-hmm. although they're not taking much with us from the old building, thankfully. But then there's another 6 to 12 months of removing the old building and building that park. And it takes some time to remediate the building and then take it down, so be glad to get rid of that eyesore once we're finished up.
I know there's no love lost there for a lot of folks, for sure.
Oh, I don't think anybody's going to miss that building.
And any date for the new animal shelter opening?
It's any day. You know, okay. I got to get an update on that. Yep. I thought it would be by the middle of April, but I think they're talking another week or so.
Okay.
Get everything moved in.
All right. We look forward to that as well. Lots going on for sure.
Indeed. Good stuff.
Appreciate your time, Mayor, as always. Enjoy the day.
You also. Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.